What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Clint, the first two games of the NFL season have been announced. And this should be exciting. The Eagles, of course, won the Super Bowl, so the champion has their banner night or whatever, and the ring. There you go, their ring ceremony. And they usually host the first game of the season on that Thursday. And they will, of course, do that. And they will host the Dallas Cowboys. They getting that second. Boy, I bet you Fox fought like hell to try to get that game. They must be guaranteed that second one. But they are playing the Dallas Cowboys, who just got George Pickens, who feel like a better team. By the way, Washington's still the second best team in that division right now?
Yeah.
Still right now. We'll see what happens. But Dallas and Philly, as you know, Clint, one of the biggest rivalries in all of the NFL. They will start Thursday, September 4th, and then Friday, the next day in Brazil, September 5th, the Chiefs and the Chargers will play. Just very similar to like last year, Green Bay and Philly played on that Friday after the first game of the year. So we got Eagles, Cowboys to kick things off to start the season, and then that Friday, Chiefs, Chargers from Brazil, and then the rest of the slate will get going. But it got me to thinking, fellas, and those of you on the text line, YouTube and Twitch, as you have, you can participate in this thing. I wonder how the NFL will view the Texans this year in regards to standalone games, putting them in prime time. Because last year going into it, we knew there was going to be a jump, right? The Texans and we found out that the Texans, or the new rule that the NFL doesn't have to put every team in prime time anymore. The previous year, CJ's first year, the Texans played all their games at noon, it felt like, except for maybe a couple that they played on the West Coast. But then last year, Clint, they had six standalone games. When you count that little series that happened between them and the Ravens and the Chiefs, they played six standalone games where nobody else was playing at that time except for the Texans and their opponent. What you think it's going to be like this year? How do you think the Texans are going to be viewed? You think the Texans are going to be looked at as a team that they feel like, ooh, like last year, we got them six different times. We got them on here.
No, I think we've lost a little bit of the shine. I think we talked about, you know, CJ losing a little bit of the shine last year. And look, it's all relative, right? I mean, the reality of it is when they got those six standalone games, coming off of a year, rookie of the season on both sides of the football, a guy that should have won. Did he win?
Coach of the year? No, he didn't. No,
should have won Coach of the year. That's right, Stefanski.
Twice.
So you know there was a lot of shine in Houston last year, and so I think all parties involved have lost a little bit of that shine. And last year was, I think, an extreme year. Six standalone games. That is more than anybody could ask for. So Yeah, no, I think we fall well short of that. I'm looking in the three range, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. CJ is still, I know some of the, because I think a lot of it is driven from him, right? Like,
oh, absolutely.
The quarterback. I think, and a big market. I think CJ is has a positive feel nationally, and I think maybe they still feel like people want to watch him.
Yeah.
So I don't think it drops completely. I think they get four. Because I feel like that's what the Packers were around last year.
I'm anxious to see kind of the national narrative around the Texans once they crank up day in, day out talk.
Because
what you just said, I'm interested to see, because I don't know where I stand. I just wonder what are the thoughts around CJ Stroud? Is CJ Stroud still viewed as must-see TV, like the top quarterbacks in this league? Is the jury still out? What level of shine has CJ lost, if you will? Because there's no doubt, and I'm just basing it off of my love for the game of football. And I'm gonna tell you, after his rookie year, I'm looking at it, I'm going, man, I'm not missing a game of CJ Stroud's. I mean, I enjoyed watching
I think people are going to be looking at Washington this year.
Yes. Yeah. I'm trying to take the fan, as much as I can, take the fan out of it and just go from a X's and O's, appreciating the game being played at a high level, at an elite level. There's certain quarterbacks you just love watching, and CJ jumped into that group immediately. And for me right now, CJ's lost a good bit of that shine. I wonder if that's the case nationally.
Yeah, I think some, but I still think, as we talked about it, I still think there's a lot of, well, the other stuff around him just fell apart.
Yeah,
man.
Sure.
But here's the thing is, we know the Texans are going to be good, right? And I think that's the feel a lot of. The Texans are going to be good, so it's a good football team. And then what are a lot of this, as you know, Clint Driven, what are the quarterback matchups? And I think he's got a lot on his schedule that, like, he's got him and Lamar. Maybe they should stay away from that as a primetime game. But they've got him and Lamar, right? They've got, you know, him and Mahomes. They've got him and Josh Allen. They've got him and Justin Herbert, right? Like, those are – him and Baker is interesting. Those are – some games, I think, Denver's on there. So they've got some quarterback matchups, right? Like, I think him and Mahomes and him and Josh Allen, I think those are probably primetime games.
Yeah, but I'm just going, again, like, I don't, we talked about it a lot with Deshaun, I think rightfully so. We talked about it a lot with CJ after that rookie year of who's next in line to be primetime when those guys are on the field.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I think 3 to 4. I think 4.
I'm going 3.
Yeah, I think 4. I see some people rolling in with their thoughts. I just think they've got enough quarterback matchups on the schedule to where that's going to be a sexy look, right, for them to put them together. All right, coming up as we continue right here, live on The Drive, a big, big night. A big, big night, even though the Rockets season has ended. With a lot of news coming out in the NBA, a big night for the Rockets. We'll discuss what that means coming up next right here live on The Drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.